This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hey, it's Steve Amell from the Sound, Jimmy Hart.
This is Jerry Lynn.
Hey, you got Terry Funk here.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
The evolution of online sports entertainment steps back into the squared circle to present to you Wrestle Talk Radio.
Let the main event begin!
Join us as we cover everything from old school to new school in the WWE.
This is Matt Hardy.
This is Matty Neidhart.
This is Stampede Kid TJ Wilson.
This is Harry Smith.
TNA.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
I'm Mojo.
Hi, this is Chris Deani, TNA Knockout.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Sound.
And anything. It's still real to me, damn it! With your host.
Are there any assholes in the building?
Tim Stein.
The head asshole in charge.
Spud.
That boy is an asshole.
Mace.
Quote the Raven. Eat my shorts.
Will.
Hey, yo.
And the Omega.
Of the whole fucking show.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's okay to play with yourself as long as you have an action figure.
Yeah, baby.
I hear voices in my head. They count to me. They understand. They talk to me.
And welcome to Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I am the man with the most, how would you put it, the most, I don't know, I have an accent that you all can't fucking understand. Anyway, welcome to Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tonight with me, I have Will. No, okay, Will.
No.
Hey, you, shut up. Will's being pissed off a little bitch somewhere. Okay, fuck him. Do we have Spug? No, he's high as a kite on morphine somewhere. Do we have Omega? No, he's a pussy little bitch because he's fucking tired. Well, shit, I did fucking 3 days wrestling, destroyed my voice and my hand, and I still came and did this show, so fuck you. So hopefully, he's here, Mr. Tim Stein.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to an abbreviated, lean, and mean version of Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR, Sunday night right here, on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And I don't know why, but for the last 3 weeks, I've gotten into saying Radidio instead of radio. Mace, I think I've got a stutter.
You think?
Well, possibly.
As long as you don't have an English accent on top of that, we're right.
Or talk like an Australian so nobody can understand who the what the fuck I'm saying. Unless, of course, I have, like, a speech impediment. And then Cindy Sin could understand without a problem.
Yeah, quite possibly. But then again, you're Canadian, so guess what? It's all accent day here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Well, listen, if it's all accent day on the Wild Talk Radio Network, what I could do is a fake Scottish one, at least for a few moments.
How about no, Billy?
Oh, but I thought that was a great one, Gumna.
No. Your regular Canadian accent will do just fine, Tim.
Well, all right, but then, you know, you're talking about Canadian accent, you got a whole bunch of different ones, eh? Because you can go down to the East Coast thereby and do some fishing off the pier, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't, because I've never been to Canada.
Ah, well, that's what they kind of sound like over there, and they call it the Newfoundland, eh?
Uh-huh. Is that the one with, was it Saskatchewan?
No, that's Saskatchewan's like in the prairies, man. It's like right next door to where I am. And we talk Western out here. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. But then again, you know what we could do is pretend that we're from Quebec, eh? And then we could talk like we were French Canadian and throw in a couple of Francais words every now and then at the moment. You know what I'm saying to you?
Yes, Maurice.
Right. Hey. And then, of course, eh, we could always talk like we're from Ontario, eh? And that's like, you know, where Toronto is, eh?
See, now that I understand.
All right, eh? So, like, take off, eh? And I don't know what to say about that, eh?
But yeah, you know, if you live in Ontario, that's what it sounds like. And of course, if you ever go to BC, it's kind of like living on the west coast of the United States, like in California, only you got to throw in some Canadianisms. Dude, I'd surf, but it's too cold, man. Oh, holy shite, dude. You know, it's like British Columbia. And, oh, you also have to talk about shrooms. You know what shrooms are?
They're fun.
You know what shrooms are. Okay. Hey, everybody, we're having a great time. Missing a couple of bodies. Spug has got some kind of a medical condition that forces him to take morphine, and that leaves the rest of us jealous. And it obviously made Will and Omega jealous enough, Mace. They didn't want to do the show because there wasn't enough morphine for them. Boo-hoo.
Where. Suck it up, you bunch of bitches.
Here you go. That's all I can tell you. So, you know, it's a lean, mean edition of Wrestle Talk Radio. Just right at the very top here, some opening notes. I just want to say that the Wild Talk Radio Network, Mace, I don't know if you know this or not, but over the weekend we moved to a new, bigger, faster server.
Ah, so that's why it took this site so long to load up.
There you go. Yeah, thanks a lot, smartass. Anyway, it's due to all the heavy traffic that we were experiencing on the old server, literally really slowing everything down, and it just got to the point where it just wasn't adequate to meet our needs. And in all seriousness, I think we should thank everyone listening live right now who have tuned in faithfully to all the stuff that we do. Those of you who are first-timers, more than welcome to you as well. But as well, those of you listening to this archived show in the podcast section, we're thanking you too for really doing massive, major downloads of the archives, which it's absolutely nuts if you were to see the numbers. But you know, as soon we're going along, Mace, we're trying to make sure everything's running nice and smooth. There might be a couple of hiccups here and there, guys. As you're surfing the website, if you notice something that's not working right or something that doesn't show up, please feel free to let us know. Just email admin@wildtalkradio.com. And we'll do everything we can to get that fixed up as quick as possible. But Mace, yeah, let's give all of our listeners a hand for costing me more money for a new server.
Yay! And special thank you to Tim Stein's mother, who downloads the podcast 700 times a week for her boy.
Well, there's a problem there. My mom barely knows how to turn on a computer, so you can forget about her downloading stuff to make me feel good about myself.
She's been taking lessons behind your back, Tim.
Not my mother. No, she's starting to suffer from Alzheimer's disease, dude.
Ah, Alzheimer's. Lots of fun.
Alzheimer's disease. Well, you got to stop. You think she's like 86 years old. Oh, shit. Yeah, yes. She turned 86 years old on the 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd make an old coach there, but I signed a contract saying I wouldn't anymore.
Yeah, that just kind of sort of caused me to pause for a second. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, because you're dating yourself, too.
No. One thing you should never do. There are some things in life that you are not allowed to forget under penalty of being into a lot of shit. When you get married, you are never allowed to forget your anniversary. You're never allowed to forget your wife's birthday. When you have kids, you're never allowed to forget their birthdays. And overriding and overruling all of those, you are not allowed to ignore your mother's birthday or forget about it.
Yeah, I don't have that problem, seeing as my mother's birthday is a week before mine.
Yeah, it makes it easier for you. But, yeah, so remind me to call my mom and explain to her I was out of the country on her birthday, and therefore sure. I couldn't get in touch with her. I think she might buy that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think she'll buy that.
No, not at all. You're in trouble.
There we go. A lot of trouble. Everybody, I just want to direct you to the new toll-free number. It is 877-588-9877, and it is brought to you by Underground Radio, www.undergroundradio.com, spelled UNDA, Underground Radio. Check it out. It's owned by an Aussie, Mace.
Yay!
Yeah, so I'm actually doing...
So it's going to be lag years old crap. Awesome.
Yeah, quite possible. Well, no, I don't think he's on Telstra. I think he's on a good one.
Nah, there is no good one down here.
Well, there you go. So he's on the least suckiest one. How about that? Maybe he's importing the internet from China. Wait a minute.
That might work.
Yeah. So if you want to call,
get a bus firewall. Oh.
Yeah, there you go. You got to get past the great firewall of China. Oy, what a bad joke. Actually, that was kind of funny. No, it wasn't. I lied.
You always lie.
How about we
stop annoying these people with 20 minutes of non-wrestling blather and we actually get to the point of this show?
Yeah, I was just attempting to segue into that in my own very, to make a short story long type of way. If you guys want to call in and talk about wrestling tonight, feel free to call in and basically shoot the shit with me and Mace. And you can get in touch with us, 877-588-9877, option 3 tonight. Or if you have Skype, just Skype Sir Rockin. And we'll just make it an open call-in type show for anybody who might want to start calling in. And no, Mav, you cannot guest host tonight.
No, Mav comes on, I'm out of here.
There you go. Yeah, we don't need you committing suicide right now. So anyway.
No, wrong host. That was the other guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. So, take a look at Raw last week. It was announced that there will be the Nexus 7 battling Team Cena at SummerSlam, Mace. So what do you think about this, all of this Nexus interfering with everything finally coming to a head, finally, at SummerSlam next month, where it's going to be like a 7-man battle royal or something like that?
Yay! 45 minutes, I can snooze before the show starts.
There you go. So
I am not excited at all about this match.
Now, why are you not excited? Is it because they drew it out too long, or they didn't give any real proper direction to it before it was finally announced, or what?
It just sort of seemed to drag on too much. If they pulled the trigger a few weeks ago, then, yeah, I would have sort of popped for it. But then again, they had the Snore in the Bank ladder match, oh my godness, to go through first. This just doesn't feel like a SummerSlam match. SummerSlams are meant to be your big title matches, your culmination of all your plans leading up to the summer and everything. And it's just seems flatline for me.
I see. I have to admit that I've slowly become a little more impressed is too strong a word, but interested, I guess, in the in the abilities of members of the Nexus, Barrett most especially, and I'm going to touch on the reason why in just a little bit, the match that he had last Monday night against Mark Henry. I want to talk about that for a sec, Mace. But, slowly getting into it. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I have felt that WWE has forced these Nexus guys on us that I haven't been able to accept them as readily as maybe WWE wants us to accept them.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the usual WWE booking method / merchandising / trying to get people over of grabbing us by the throat, opening our mouths and shoving them down there going, "You will love this!" Well, at the same time, we're gagging on the shit because nobody wants to swallow that garbage.
Yeah. I'm thinking, this is my opinion, right? But this is what I was thinking. It's just turning a jaundiced eye every time the fuckers came out, which was, at least twice a program on Raw,
at least. Finish of every Raw for the past nearly 2 months.
Yeah, and it's just overkill. And I'm sorry, this is how you make a pop song not so popular anymore, is you play it way too often on the radio. And this is why I listen to FM album-oriented rock and roll radio stations, because I'm not guaranteed your favorite hit song every 5 minutes until I want to stab my ears with chopsticks. And this is the analogy I have for the Nexus and the amount that we've seen them, Mace. I've wanted to figuratively stab myself with something so I didn't have to see them anymore.
Yeah, well, I've taken to whenever I can't catch the live feed from the States. I just record Raw these days, and if I see Nexus in the ring, I'm hitting that fast forward button as fast as it can bloody go. I'm sick of seeing these guys, and let's be honest, and I'm gonna jump ahead of what you had planned. having Bret Hart come out at the end of Raw and, oh my god, he's back, he's going to be a part of the guys who are going up against Nexus, I just went, yeah, okay, what's on TNA?
There you go, yeah. Well, you know, I said the night after he was, the first show that we did after he was taken off, that, no, we haven't seen the last of Bret in WWE. And I figured he'd be back before the end of July and pretty much said as much. Sure enough, boom, there he is. Now, what did that do? It didn't do a hell of a lot for us. It's like, Bret, come on, please, you're old. Get over it. You made your peace with the McMahons. Okay, we get it. Fuck off. Enjoy your new marriage to your wife that's like 30 years younger than you and still in college. Congratulations, by the way. You got married on the 17th or something like that. Do we really need Bret the Hitman Hart in WWE anymore? Well, we're talking about it seeing as you brought it up.
Yeah, like you said, you know, he's done, he made his peace with the McMahons, and he should quite happily walk off into the sunset with his little college girl and screw her brains out until he needs a hip replacement. You know, he got the ending, he got the closure, even McMahon had the closure as well, and said, thank you, Bret, for everything you have done for me. You know, why drag it out with another goddamn storyline?
Kind of makes you wonder, don't it?
It makes me wonder what the hell Bret's smoking, because I'm sure he can get some really good stuff backstage.
Well,
maybe
he got
some shrooms.
Well, yeah, he's cute. Yeah, you know, I'd almost think that he had compromising pictures of Linda McMahon, but I don't see how that would affect Vince in any way. But I'm sure I'm surprising a couple of people, you know, the so-called biggest Bret Hart fan on the Wild Talk Radio Network, yours truly, saying, do we need Bret Hart anymore? For the casual fan, sure. You know, Monday night, you hear the music, he comes walking out, announced by John Cena, there's that big, huge pop in the ring, there's no denying the fact that he's still over with the casual fans. But is it going to help to increase the buy rates for SummerSlam?
Not at all.
You know, that's the big question. Somebody in the chat room is questioning what I'm saying about Bret Hart having no use in WWE. I'm not saying he has no use in WWE. There's no use for the cheap pop that he provides. I'd like to see Bret in WWE as manager of the Hart Dynasty. I think that would be a perfect role for him. And that's one thing that we don't have very much of anymore in professional wrestling, is a prominent manager. You know, stop and you think about some of the greats of all time. Bobby the Brain Heenan, you know, Captain Lou Albano, Mr. Fuji, guys like that. Bret could be along that line. Don't you think that he would be better used that way?
Yeah, he would definitely be great as a manager for the Hart Dynasty, and I believe I was saying that from the get-go. You know, skip all this general manager bullshit, step actually having him in the ring. Put him with the Hart Dynasty where he belongs. Because let's face it, if it's not the friggin' Lloyds of London that are going to turn around and say, Bret, you can't wrestle, it's going to be Vince going, Bret, your head is still fucked, you can't wrestle. Let's you know, the only reason why he is in this seven-man match is because he won't have to get in the ring until the very last second to lock on the sharpshooter. That's it. He's not going to take a bump. He's not going to get in there and trade punches. He's going to stand on the apron like a friggin' plastic figure and, you know, do nothing for the entire match. So no. Why even have him in there in the beginning? And why not just turn around and go, yes, here's the Hart Dynasty. Here's sort of semi-family. Go, make them, give them rub, make them even bigger than they are now, because let's face it, they're the top of the tag team division, there's not really much else they can go.
Yeah, that's true. Well, if they weren't involved in a program with the Usos at the moment, and that'll continue for a little while, I would seriously consider maybe booking SummerSlam where Bret comes out and says, you know, I want to get my revenge for the car accident, but I can't wrestle and this, that, and the other thing, so I'm going to get a substitute. And his substitute happens to be the Hart Dynasty.
With the exception that would overbalance the match, so he'd have to pick one of them.
Yeah, well, okay, so he picks Harry.
No, pick Natty.
God damn it.
Pick Natty. Don't do it, man.
I want to see her wrestle, God damn it.
Okay, so. But you get where I'm coming from, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
See, you know, they take somebody out of the Hart Dynasty. I'd be more surprised to take Pubic Head Boy. I keep forgetting. What do they call him in the WWE?
Well, he's Tyson Kidd or TJ Wilson. Take your pick.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm used to calling him TJ.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's how
I'd
know.
I'd see them take him and put him in the slot because he's the more flash and everything of the two. But
yeah,
this is us putting some sort of like logic to WWE, and let's face it, they haven't used logic since weed was invented.
Yeah, this is truth. You want to explain why you said pubic head boy? It's because of that haircut of his.
Yeah, his little patch of pubic hair on the just at the top of his forehead.
That little tuft that he has. That I don't know. It seems like you and Spug are fixated on. He's got to either grow some hair or shave that off completely.
Yeah, pretty much. Go bald or actually grow a haircut.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, it looks like we got a phone caller, somebody calling in. Hey, caller, you're on WTR Sunday Night. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Chandra Looney from Bristol, Virginia.
Oh, hello, Chandra Looney. Yeah. You were threatening to call in the chat room. I've been following along.
I'm always threatening to call in.
Well, so. You finally followed through on your threat. What can we do for you tonight, Chandra?
Well, the whole C Nation versus Nexus thing.
Mm-hmm.
86 Bret Hart. The guy's too old to be in the ring. He's going to hurt something. He's going to kill himself. Something's going to happen. He's going to break a fucking hip, and his wife, girlfriend, daughter, whatever you want to call her, isn't going to be able to get any use out of him. 86, the great Khali, because Khali is like the epic fail for all tag teams or matches and things like that. And put in both members of the Hart Dynasty. How hard is this? What is wrong with WWE Creative that they can't get it? You know? Sorry.
Well, there you go. Mace, your comments on Chandra's thoughts.
I'm all for 86 in the Great Khali. Have him come out and kiss women every now and again, and I'm happy.
Get rid of the Punjabi playboy? Seriously?
Seriously,
Keep him out of the ring. That's all I'm saying. Keep him out of the ring as an active wrestler. Turn him into a little sideshow thing.
They kind of sort of
did
that already.
Taking with Santino or something, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Have him dancing with Santino and Vladimir Kozlov.
Yeah, that works.
There you go. Yeah, okay. So, the Oddities 2010. Is that what we're proposing here?
Sure.
Yeah, just don't get ICP back to do the theme song.
Well, who would you replace ICP with? Now, there's another question for you.
Oh.
Actually,
the one person I would is, and this is going to be a very obscure reference to anybody who doesn't play World of Warcraft, is Dali Mendy. Did a very upbeat, he's very upbeat for an Indian singer, and just some of the stuff he does would be perfect for that type of group. But, hey, we're jumping way offside of that.
Yeah, so there you go. Okay, Chandra, have you got anything else before we let you go tonight?
I don't know. I'll probably think of something else.
Okay, well, you can always call back in, dear.
Maybe.
Okay, well, thanks. Thanks for calling in, everybody. Chandra Looney from the chat room, listening live. Had a bit of a thought of, getting rid of a couple of Team Cena members and replacing them with both members of Hart Dynasty. Can't really say that it's a huge bad idea. I do disagree that Hart's going to hurt himself, though. One thing about professional wrestlers, Mace, you can back me up on this thing, as you happen to be an independent pro wrestler. You guys do everything you can to, quote-unquote, protect yourselves in the ring. And with 13 other people around him, isn't everybody going to be basically
breaking their own ankles to make sure that nothing happens to Brett?
Yeah, well, that's what I said. You know, if you're going to protect him, just leave him out on the friggin' apron. Don't tag him in unless it's 100% safe. And to be honest, that's only going to happen when the finish happens.
Well, you know what I'm expecting the finish to be.
Well, we're expecting it to be, you know, Cena puts them all on his shoulders and FUs them all at once after being beaten down and dogpiled, and Mark Henry somehow falling on top of that dogpile, followed by the Big Show, followed by 2 tons of bricks, which Cena will just push off like it's nothing.
There you go. Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised to see at least an attempt of something similar to that happening. But, you can expect to see Bret Hart to finish the match, Barrett in the ring, left broken and battered, but not bloody because we're PG, by John Cena. Bret comes in and slaps on the sharpshooter, forcing Wade to tap out, and there's your finish to the match.
Yeah, that sounds about the way they'd book it. I disagree with that.
Yeah, there's a question right there from Sir Rockin. Will WWE make a mistake by putting Team Cena over? Is it a mistake to put over Team Cena over the Nexus 7, first off?
Well, logically, no, because that's sort of the way these storylines are meant to work. You have the big group come in, they start putting down the rest of the roster or anything like that. Eventually, the roster teams up and they take down the bad guys. It's the way wrestling works. However, would I put Team Cena over? Not now. If they want to make this a real go and get these Nexus guys over, they have to go over clean over Team Cena at SummerSlam.
Okay,
furthering the storyline at least to the Royal Rumble.
Okay, so to get them over legit, as it were, it has to be a clean go over by the Nexus 7?
Yes. I would say clean, but they can go over by cheating, making them look like an even bigger set of heels.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be clean as long as Nexus 7 goes over.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's a bunch of bullshit.
Otherwise, put Team Cena over and kill the storyline dead there and then.
Well, I think that would probably be the best way to go. Don't know if that's what's going to happen. I just get the feeling that the monster stars in WWE are probably going to wind up getting their just desserts, as it were.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Yeah, I'm
pretty much waiting now to work out what are they going to call the NXT Season 2 rookies when they get their shot, because let's face it, they turn around and go, okay, only one guy is getting a contract and rah, rah, rah. But as we've seen with this Nexus group, that bit doesn't fucking matter in the slightest. Because we'll eventually lead into a Season 1 versus Season 2 on Raw or something.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You got the Nexus versus the new group. Call the new group the Helix.
Ha, ha, ha.
Hey, listen, don't be surprised if it happens. You heard it here first. And that, watch it happen in Survivor Series.
Yeah. Wait, right? Are they actually doing Survivor Series this time?
They brought it back. It is coming back. Vince has changed his mind once again and decided not to scrap Survivor Series.
But the question would be, is he bringing back Survivor Series as just the pay-per-view name, or is he bringing back the actual Survivor Series concept?
That's the big question. I would like to see the original Survivor Series, the complete concept return, but you never know what's going to happen. Why don't we take our first time out of the evening right here, right now. Everybody listen to WTR Sunday Night Rest Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Once again, thank you for tuning in to listen to the two of us rambling. On the other side of this break, we're going to talk a little bit about The Miz, and I want to bring up Wade Barrett versus Mark Henry. Everybody, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kool-Aid!
Oh, yeah!
This is Sir Rocket, the host of CB Radio, which you can catch every Saturday night.
Whoa, wait, Rock?
Yes, Cindy?
Did you just call yourself the host of CB Radio?
I kind of did just call me the host of CB Radio.
Honey, everyone knows that you are just the producer.
Hey, I'm not just the producer. I am the host of this.
Oh my God, shut up! Everyone knows that I am the host of CB Radio, which you can check out Saturday nights, midnight-ish, right here on the Wild Hawk Radio Network. Now, Rock.
Yes, darling.
This is where you tell everyone, I'll see you Saturday.
I'll see you Saturday.
Good boy.
Hey Omega, did you hear that OWW Radio has a new host?
A new host? Really?
Oh, yes and no. He's the old host, but he's now the new host. So, on behalf of the Wild Talk Radio Network, I would like to introduce the new host of OWW Radio, Alan Wojnarowski.
No, Mace, you have it wrong. It's Alan Wojnarowski.
Are you sure? I thought it was Alan Montonsubi.
The name is Alan Wojcik. How many times do I have to spell it out for you people? As these guys are trying to tell you, I'm the host of Online World of Wrestling Radio, which airs on the Wild Talk Radio Network every Tuesday night, around 9-ish, I guess, Eastern Time. Remember, we're on Eastern Time. So basically, me and whoever's joining me runs out of stuff to say. It's a brand new era in Online World of Wrestling Radio, where your opinion actually matters.
As the owner of Wild Talk Radio, I'd like to welcome Alan Wojcik. Who the fuck is Internet Davis?
The name is Wojcik.
To the Wild Talk Radio Network. You know my name.
And now, a message to our competitors.
Thanks
for tuning us in.
If you run a webcast or have a podcast, audio blog, etc., and you need the occasional liner, sweeper, bumper, or intro, check out VeoLiners.com.
VeoLiners.com is a free service bringing the internet broadcasting community together. Membership is free, and you can log in anytime.
Simply post your script request and let another community member take it from there. It's that easy. Then come back and check your post and download the completed audio.
It's also a great site to add to your portfolio. Gain practical experience by helping your fellow members out and recording their requests.
Remember, it's 100% free to join and use.
VOLiners.com. Voiceovers, liners, sweepers, and bumpers for your broadcasts. Join today.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
This is Harry Smith.
This is Stampede Kid T.J. Wilson. You listen to the WTR Sunday night.
Yeah, baby.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees. I came to play. Say goodbye to the good old days. They're never coming back. Watch the future. I came to play. Get my due pay. I guess you had a dream, but it can't be saved.
And this is the part where I say welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It is yours truly, the MVP of the WTR, Tim Stein, along with the Thunder from Down Under. Don't you hate when people call you that? Mace.
Yeah, I've gotten used to it. But message to Jersey Girl, I would like a white roll, chicken, lettuce, tomato, a little bit of salt and pepper on my sandwich, thanks.
What?
Read the chat room, retard.
I can't read the chat room.
Jersey Girl's making a sandwich. I'm just putting in my order.
Oh, well, if Jersey Girl's making a sandwich, I'd like a chicken salad.
Awesome. Now we're just going to wait for it to be sent, and it'll probably be moldy by the time it gets there.
Yeah, and with chicken salad sandwiches, the damn thing had better be packed and dry, frozen and packed in dry ice for the trip out, and I know that I'll get it in a timely fashion, especially from Jersey Girl, because of how quickly she gets her DVDs from me all the time.
Wait, you actually send people DVDs? My God!
Oh, shit. Never mind.
So that's where they've all been going. Nobody else on the bloody network has got the DVDs I promised, but Jersey Girl gets them. Jesus!
Well, actually, no, she didn't get one yet.
Oh, so you're even failing there too, Tim. Jeez.
Yeah, there you go. But if I was on camera, I could actually hold this up, this disc that I've got over here. Because this is her DVD that I'm holding right now. And it's the one that she won like 5 years ago or whatever it is. And so I've gotten to the point where I've actually got it made. And of course she's making a sandwich so she can't hear any of this. But yeah, so I've gotten to the point where it's made and it's it's ready to be shipped out.
Just letting everybody know he's full of shit.
Well, no, actually, it has been put together and burned and made and stuff like that. So, yeah, yes. Now we got Maverick jealous.
Where's my compilation of natty matches, huh?
Oh no, you don't. I'm not even going to go there. I don't have that anymore.
Oh, you suck.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to get an earful. I know she's listening while she's making the sandwich and buttering the bread and chopping things up and stuff like that. So, yeah, she heard me. We're in trouble. I'm in trouble. Anyway, let's quit talking about DVDs because all that does is cause me problems. Sheamus might quite possibly have an immediate number one contender in the form of The Miz. You saw what happened last Monday night on Raw. Miz comes out and teases that he could take it at any point in time and actually attempted to cash it in at one point before deciding to vacate the ring due to outside influences, if you will. What do you think about this whole thing going on now?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was expecting. You know, the whole, oh my God, you have to live in fear because I have the case and everything. The whole false hand-in deal, didn't Swagger do this not too long ago after he won the one at WrestleMania?
Well, yeah, you see, that's the thing. I saw this happening and I'm thinking, whoa, deja vu.
Yeah, pretty much. Are we trapped inside the Matrix or something? This is fucked up.
You know, it's like that movie that was on TV earlier today, Groundhog Day.
I love that movie.
You wake up and you do whatever the hell you want, and you wind up dying only to wake up, and it's that same morning. For those of you who don't know what the movie's about. So,
Bill Murray classic, you should all bloody watch it.
Oh, it's a great movie. It's a fantastic movie. I sat through it today. I can't remember the other one I watched, but I was talking to Rock about it. Oh, Liar Liar with Jim Carrey.
Yeah, one of his semi-funny movies after his career went south.
Yeah, it was one of his few good ones in the. I guess that would be about the late mid stage of his current career. But anyway, enough movie dome talk for tonight. Do you think that they're doing the tease well? Is it working for you?
It's working, but it just makes me think that they're just going to give it till, like, SummerSlam or something, and then he's going to cash it in. And I said it when he won it. I'll say it again. Miz is going to be the first guy to lose while cashing in Money in the Bank.
Yeah. We've all speculated on that. How many times now that the Money in the Bank winner winds up losing, and it'll, you know, go down in WWE history as the only Money in the Bank winner that doesn't capture the title?
I think just about every single time. But then again, we said that all about Kane. Then Kane surprised the shit out of us, and we would never...
That's all, folks. There you go.
We're never so glad to be wrong when Kane won it.
Yeah, I think that we all kind of sort of collectively cheered, at least as much as you can in text chat.
Yeah,
when he actually cashed it in and won it. So,
let's face it, that move by Kane, like cashing it in and winning it on the same night, that took a whole heap of us that have been, let's face it, we're almost hardcore cynics of this product these days. You know, we've hung around. There's quite a lot of us in here that have trained or have business within wrestling circles and everything, you know, and we all suddenly turned into 12-year-old kids going ape shit over candy.
Yeah. But how long, getting back to the mystery, how long should WWE bookers continue to tease Miz cashing in? How long should he hold it on for? Hold on to it.
I said 6 to 8 months to begin with, so going from when he won it, that would put it close to end of year territory, which would be perfect. You know, start the new year with a new champ, and it's the Miz, if he actually wins it. All depends on who's champion at the time, which will more than likely be Cena, in which case, yeah, we all know how that one would go.
Yeah.
Unless your name's Edge, you don't beat Cena for Money in the Bank.
Yeah, true. Of course, Jersey Girl in the chat room just sent me a text message over Skype with a theory of a friend of hers. And this is an interesting wrinkle, and I can actually see the logic of this one. But Ted DiBiase Jr. buys the case from The Miz and cashes it in,
which would guarantee him being, like, that would guarantee that case being the first one to lose.
Yeah, that, well, technically he never lost. If he sells it, he's not losing, right? He's not winning, but he's not losing.
Well, true. But that means that The Miz loses out on the title shot, and how many people are sitting here going, you know, we want to see The Miz get his push. We want to see Miz as the world champion. If he sells it off to DiBiase, that would be like when Edge won it off Anderson.
Yeah. Well, you know, you stop and look at it. Miz is one of those guys that's really high on Vince's list, right?
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly.
That's because the Miz is getting down on his knees in praise in more way than one.
All right, I'm not going there because I refuse to have that image stuck in my brain. Thank you very much, Maze. But ever since he won the case and he started teasing Sheamus, and he'll tease whoever is the title holder, whatever, has his stock risen in WWE? Now, I'm not talking with Vince. I'm talking with the people that matter, the people that pay the tickets. Is he looking more legit to the casual wrestling fan?
Well, you got to take in consideration, since the pay-per-view where he won it, there's only been one Raw. There's not... It personally, that's not enough to make me see him as a threat. Like, as a full-blown, okay, he needs to watch his back... Sheamus needs to watch his back, not only from tanning booths, but from The Miz. But, I don't know, come back to me in about 2-3 weeks with that question, and I might be able to give you an answer.
Okay, well, we'll talk in 3 weeks. We'll make a note, put it on the calendar. I'll have my people call your people. We'll do lunch.
Sure. Jersey Girl can bring the sandwiches.
Yeah, there you go. We'll get Jersey Girl to make the sandwiches. Yeah. Lucky Star 2010 made a point in the chat room. You remember when Miz started wearing the tights? like you started saying, that this seems to have become more legit ever since he switched to the tights from the pants. And he's started wearing the tights 24/7 full time, as opposed to his jeans, because he was told by Vince, "You've got great legs, you shouldn't cover them up."
Yeah, well, I'm sort of getting annoyed with this current trend in wrestling. Everybody's gone back to the little undies, or they're going back to wearing trunks or tights. What happened to individuality?
Individuality? That's for suckers.
You take a look in the 90s, everybody was wearing those type of gear. Then take a look over at ECW, where guys were wearing jeans, they were wearing band t-shirts, they were doing, you know, wearing casual type stuff, and it made them stand out. I hate it when wrestling companies go, you know, everybody has to work in tights, everybody has to work in shorts. Why? Why not let, you know, the person who's going to stand out is that guy who is going to change his gear to something that doesn't conform with the same shit that's going on around him.
Yeah. Well, you stop and you think about it. Everybody was wearing singlets, and then somebody showed up with tights. And then everybody started wearing tights. And then somebody showed up with street clothes and the blue jeans and the T-shirt. And then everybody started wearing the street clothes, the blue jeans, and the T-shirt. What, you know, where's individuality anymore when you got so many people following the leader? And what's next for ring gear, right?
As long as we don't get G-strings, I'm happy.
Well, that depends on who's wrestling.
And no, we're not going to have naked wrestling either. Carmel Electra proved that that is not a good concept to make wrestling.
Yeah, there are just some things that you should never do naked, and there are just some things that should never be watched naked. Mud wrestling's different, jello wrestling's different, because that's like not X-rated sex. That's not wrestling. That's something different. Right. But naked wrestling, the way that you would see in, like, WWE or TNA, just no.
What,
like
what
I said,
if
there are
the divas. Like, we got the question, what if it's just the divas? Topless, yes. Don't want to see the rest.
Well,
I remember, some of those girls have had kids, and I don't want to see the wizard sleeve.
Well, you know, you could show them completely naked as long as they don't wrestle. I'm good with that.
Bring back the good old mud wrestling days of, like, the late 90s. Tim, stop thinking of the images. Keep going with the show, goddammit.
Oh, well, don't sidetrack me with this shit. What the fuck do you think you're doing? Yeah, anyway, before we take our second break of the night, we're just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. What hour? Well, check out the time zone and figure it out for yourselves. But I just want to bring up really quick the match between Wade Barrett and Kool-Aid last Monday night. You saw that, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, where Wade Barrett had Mark Henry on the shoulders and then threw him onto his back, got the pin. Mark Henry hurt himself on that move. Now, here's the thing. Somebody...
Mark Henry hurt? Oh, my God, stop the presses.
Yeah, exactly. Tony O, I don't know if he's still tuned in and listening or not, because I don't see him in the chat room anymore. But a little ways back near the beginning of the first segment, he said that was really brutal and Wade Barrett hurt Mark Henry. Here's the thing. Wade Barrett kept Mark Henry. This is what I saw. Wade Barrett kept Mark Henry from getting more seriously injured. If you took a look at it, he had him up on his shoulders. Henry shifted, and all of a sudden, everything just went over to Barrett's right, where Henry's head happened to be closest to. And if Barrett hadn't have used all of his strength and all of his might, then we may have seen a little bit more than blood on the floor, with Henry's head splitting open like a cracked egg. Did you saw what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I did see that, and yeah, that's little things that only people who really watch wrestling, who have either been in the ring or have a lot of experience with watching wrestling, will pick up.
Yeah,
yeah. Like you said, we have ways to save people, but when something happens in the middle of a match or in the middle of a move, you know, it takes a lot of personal strength to correct that error, and that's what Barrett did. He protected Kool-Aid as much as he can, or else he would have become KFC roadkill.
Yeah, exactly, KFC roadkill. And we don't really need that. The world's strongest man has turned out to be the world's biggest bust in the WWE, but in my opinion. But that being said, you don't want anybody to get hurt.
Let's put it this way. If Mark Henry dies, KFC goes out of business.
Oh, probably in the States, yeah, probably. But, just getting back to it, just so everybody who doesn't realize it, no, Wade Barrett, you know, and this is where some of my respect is showing up here for some members of the Nexus. Wade Barrett made a heroic effort to keep Mark Henry from getting injured worse than he did. And by doing what he did, probably, at the very least, prevented a major concussion. So. And I just wanted to touch on that really quickly before we go to break. But it's the top of the hour. Why don't we take our second time out and let everybody get some refreshments or relieve themselves, whatever the case may be, whatever is necessary. Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right on the other side of this timeout. We're going to be talking about TNA ECW right after this.
My love is growing.
My love is growing.
And I just can't pretend anymore. Cause my love is showing.
Cause my love is showing.
Oh, and I know when it's just you and I. I'll show you and you won't deny. Sexual baby.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene, all this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month's click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Sid Vicious,
Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talent today. And the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today.
Rob Van Dam.
Mr. Kennedy!
Christian Cage.
Brett Berry.
Janice Michelle.
Christy Hemme.
Jay Lethal.
Yesterday.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
The Sergeant Slaughter.
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
Paul Hogan, the quickest of all time.
Give me back the Boogie Wiggleman.
And tomorrow.
Peter Wilson.
Natty Neidhart.
Harry Smith.
Jack Evans.
Get into the world of wrestling. Online. It's the site the pros use. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Hey guys, Maverick here, the host of the only show where it's okay to basically say,
Umaga in Samoan means shriveled up monkey penis.
Now I know what you're thinking. Why do I come on here talking about being a genius when I have so many problems with my own show? Well, it's simple, folks. I'm Maverick. I'm not Albert Einstein, for God's sakes. But if you're looking for a show with outlandish opinions of wrestling and the WWE, TNA, and the NorCal indie scene, then tune in to Running the Ropes, Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it's Tim Stein here to tell you about a brand new podcast debuting soon, exclusively on the Wild Talk Radio Network. The History of We'll take you on a fantastic journey as we look at some of the most famous rock groups, funny people, and actors and actresses of all time. Utilizing the video abilities of Ustream as well as the lossless stereo sound of internet audio, the History Of will bring a totally new experience to Wild Talk Radio. So make sure that you join me, your host, Tim Stein, as we take a look at the history of some of your most favorite people ever. Make sure to keep a lookout for this brand new webcast coming soon, only to Wild Talk Radio.
Doing a really bad impression of Macho Man Randy Savage, telling you to snap in to WrestleTalk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Ooh yeah, dig it! You knew every week when you heard that theme that somebody's head was going to get bust open by a chair, Mace.
Oh, yeah. And you always knew that there was going to be beer being drunk, canes being swung, chairs being embedded in people's skulls, and all that sort of fucked up fun that we used to love in the 90s.
And you know a certain somebody was always coming out with a little bit of barbed wire.
That could be just about 75 people on that goddamn roster that used to do that.
That's why I didn't name anybody specifically. I just said somebody, meaning at least one person a night would come out with barbed wire.
Before we jump into this topic, I've just got to say this. We must be finally getting to the 90s revival. Because you take a look in the cinema, we've got the Expendables coming, which is going to be a whole heap of men being men doing manly things like shooting guns and blowing shit up. And we've got ECW coming via TNA to do what will hopefully be a decent send-off to the brand.
Isn't it a little bit too late for a decent send-off to the brand?
After the bullshit of WWE ECW, I believe this is warranted.
Well, it's the one problem I have with it, it's a few years removed. Know what I mean?
Yeah, it would have been nice if the send-off in 2005, which was the first one-night stand, was where they left it. But I think after the travesty, which was the WWE version of ECW, they needed to really bring people back to what we know ECW for.
Uh-huh.
You know, simple things like Joey Styles with his line.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god!
Okay.
Alright, what the hell was that? I don't know, I wasn't listening.
me neither. Okay, that was supposedly that Spugs version of the line. I thought we had the Joey Styles version.
Yeah, no, Spug couldn't touch Joey Styles. Oh my god! I don't think anybody can do it quite the way Styles did it. That's definitely something I think is going to be missing from the CCW style TNA pay-per-view.
Oh yes. No Joey Styles, because he works for the WWE.
Yep, so that's too bad. Oh, of course, there's the other one, Catfight.
Yeah, but again, that's Joey Styles.
Yeah, God. I'm just sitting here. Yeah,
but hey, they've got the Dudleys, including Brother Runt or Spike Dudley, as we all know. Hopefully we'll get to see him go crowd surfing one more time.
That would be good. That would be good. I miss the crowd surfing. Meanwhile, I am just answering a quick instant message. There we go. Don't disturb me. I'm doing a show. There we go. All right. I'll talk to my mom later. Anyway. So you don't think TNA's make a mistake by trying to go back to the past, you know, create a one-night-only type event featuring all of this ECW talent they brought in?
This is where it becomes real iffy. Yeah. If this is going to be one time they come in, they turn around, and I'll touch on this a bit later, handing the book to an ECW guy saying, you have one night to go out there and do what you did, go forth and do.
Yeah.
Then this is warranted. If they turn around and go, do this for one night, and those of you who have contracted with us will drag this out with, then it's going to become just like Vincent did. Give them one night, let them do, then move them on to another storyline. Because I don't think you're going to have Dreamer, Raven, Rhino, and Stevie do one night and then bugger off. Yeah. They're going to stick around. But they're trying to contract a lot of one-night talent for this show. So as long as they don't get the guys that they're bringing in to sign, you know, six-month contracts or something, then I'm okay with it. You know, give me one night where I can sit back and go, you know what, I'm going to act like it was the 1990s all over again, you know, and just have fun watching people get the shit kicked out of them, blood pissing everywhere without being stopped by referees. You know, good, intelligent promos, you know, just give me the old school for one night only, then we go back to Kurt Angle going up the top 10, Mr. Anderson trying to be a face, you know, all that shit. You know, we'll go back to the, you know, storylines that have been happening for the past few months. But just one night, one pay-per-view, give me old school, and then after that, let's move on.
Well, the one thing that I think everybody should maybe look forward to is a healthy Rob Van Dam competing and not having to stand there with a mic cutting promos in the ring.
Oh, he'll still cut a promo, but they'll be like he's been doing recently, you know. No more whatevers, you know, no more four-word vocabulary.
Yeah, well, he hasn't really been relegated to the four-word vocabulary since he joined TNA. And he's proven that, hey, you know, you guys saw me in WWE, you didn't see me in ECW. Those of you who followed me to TNA are now getting a chance to see that, yeah, I can talk. And it's more than, it's all good when you're Rob Van Dam. It's cool. You know, and again, you know, like you said, his limited vocabulary.
Exactly. And, you know, there's the talks at the moment with Rob Van Dam versus Jerry Lynn being the main event. The other thing that I am hoping for, and I am praying to the wrestling gods for this, TNA decides to open up the checkbook properly and go, you know what? What did you use in ECW? Okay, we're going to write the royalty check out so we can play that for one night.
There you go.
Give me the old school music. Anyway, I believe we have a caller. Welcome to WrestleTalk Radio. Who are you? Where are you from? What do you have to say?
Oh, I think you know who this is.
Jersey girl. I told you I was in trouble.
I'm like, what's this? I come back and I hear something about DVDs. Hmm.
See? Told you.
What's up, guys?
How you doing? How you doing, Jersey girl?
I'm perfect, actually.
Good. I don't know if you... Go ahead, sorry. I just got something to tell you, but go ahead.
So I got back from my cruise and then enjoyed myself. But I missed 2 weeks of wrestling and everything goes to kaput.
And it's like, what the hell happened? I gotta, like,
download all these shit that I missed because I didn't see it. And that sucks.
But anyway, I don't know if you've checked out the gallery, but the photos that you sent in are now up in the gallery. For those of you who haven't seen, go check out the gallery after the show, and you'll see a few photos that were added that were all sent in. Jersey Girl sent me like three of them, I think it was. Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have been three.
So I think it was three. Yeah, but those are up there, as well as a couple others that were sent to me that were, you know, let's just say they walk a fine line between PG and rated R. Shall we say that?
Sure, why not?
So, yeah, that's what I'll say. So what's on your mind tonight, girl? Aside from bitching at me about a Johnny Devine DVD.
Well, you were talking about ECW.
Yep.
The whole ECW TNA thing. And I happened, like, a friend of mine told me about that, so I happened to go on and saw it, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. But the whole thing I want to see them bring, like, the old females back, like Beulah, Francine, I don't know. I can't remember who else was there. Jazz. Stuff like that.
Interesting. What do you think, Mace?
I'd definitely say they'll bring a couple of them back to sort of stand ringside or anything. Like, they won't get in and wrestle.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them know that they don't wrestle. They were never in there to really wrestle. Sure, we'll get the cat fight moment. But
the one thing, wouldn't it be kind of hard to bring Beulah back for this pay-per-view?
Eh? Explain yourself, Tim.
Wouldn't it be kind of hard to have Beulah on the pay-per-view?
You're trying to touch on something that's making my mind go blank, so explain yourself, motherfucker, before I hurt you.
Okay, well, I'm not going to explain anything at the moment. I'm just going to leave it out there, see if somebody in the chat room can pick something up from what I was just saying. And if they get it, congratulations, you win the non-prize. And I'll tell you what the non-prize is if you win it. But carrying on, where were we?
ECW.
There you go. Yeah.
We were talking up the pay-per-view somehow.
Yeah, we were talking about, well, you know, as long as you're on the phone, Jersey Girl, let me ask you something. Do you think this might be in part an attempt by TNA to gain more pay-per-view buys?
If it is, it's a very bad way to do it. I mean, because like you said, you got like all the former ECW wrestlers that have been known. Yeah, they can still get extreme, but not to the point of where they used to be.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, the whole ECW concept with, like, Heyman and all that, you know, that's been done. Everything loved it. Everyone, you know, went crazy for it, and it was a great, whatever, five-year run it was. But now they're trying to bring it back, and they're trying to make it into something that it's not. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like what Heyman said, let a good thing die.
Mm-hmm.
It should be like water under the bridge. I mean, Heyman's not coming back because he specifically said, you know, it's not worth bringing it back if I've already done it, that type of thing, you know? Lance Storm said the same thing. He didn't even accept the offer because he's like, you know, I've criticized TNA. It would be like hypocritical of me to come in for an ECW thing when I did the first one-night Extreme pay-per-view, and that was the end of it. That was when I retired.
Yeah, I think more Lance's objection was because of how harsh he's been on TNA more than his own retirement. Because I'm sure he gets out there and wrestles independently. Plus, he hasn't completely retired from the business. You know, he's training guys up. You're still in the business.
Yeah, he's not just training guys. He's also booking Prairie Wrestling Alliance, PWA Wrestling, out of Edmonton and Calgary. And, yeah, he does occasionally get in the ring.
Yeah, but if he was show up on TNA pay-per-view, even if it isn't ECW themed, then yeah, I'd actually agree with him. You know, that would be very hypocritical of him. However, I'm slightly hoping that we're getting the red herring on the whole Heyman situation, that he pops up at the start of the pay-per-view and, you know, lets the crowd go nuts. But that's just me being hopeful. You know, I don't get excited or hopeful about much in wrestling anymore.
Yeah.
But this, the way that they've done this has made me think, you know, there's a good chance that they could let these guys loose. They can let them be themselves for one night.
Yeah.
Sure, they're a lot older now. You know, they were looking, I was reading an article online, and the average age of the ECW guys added up to something like 42 being the average age, with Rhino being the youngest in his mid-30s. So they're not going to get as hardcore as they did in the 90s, but still, they're going to make a damn go of it.
They'll make a, definitely make a big dent, that's for sure. Definitely, definitely. But, yeah, at this point in time, if Heyman signs with TNA and shows up at the pay-per-view, I would not be surprised.
Yeah, same. I'm expecting, you know, they open it up with some sort of rip-off ECW theme. Out comes Heyman with the baseball cap on and all, and you just watch the place go absolutely batshit.
Mm-hmm. But on the other side of that same coin, I would not be surprised to see an absence, if you will, of Paul Heyman. You know? At this point, he's going to be with them or he's not going to be with them. Who knows? And it's going to happen or it's not going to happen. If it happens, awesome. But if it doesn't, I'm not going to be disappointed because I'm not expecting it. All right?
No. Well, this is the thing. As I was watching Impact last week, you know, Tommy Dreamer, give the guys plenty of credit. As I said on my Facebook page after I watched that promo, that guy could inspire cripple warriors to get out of their wheelchairs and fight once again with the way he talks about ECW.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm expecting Dixie to turn around to him and hand him the book and go, do it. And Tommy could put on a really good show.
I think that Tommy would definitely book one, you know, an extremely fantastic pay-per-view. But the thing is, I don't see them getting more than the 8,000, you know, well, at least not that many more than the 8,000 average pay-per-view buys that they're getting now.
You know, I really couldn't care less about buy rates for this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I just hope anybody who orders it and watches it, you know, I'll be honest, we don't order them that often, but this time round, I'll probably shell out the $40-odd that they're going to charge me for it and watch it at home on my big-ass 50-inch television.
There you go.
You know, you know, and just sit back and enjoy the night. This is the one thing that drives me insane about people, is they go, oh, it's going to be shit, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. How about you shut that part of your brain off for a night, sit back, have a couple of drinks, and relax and watch a show and just let yourself get into it for once.
Yeah, just like sit back, relax, and try to watch it as a fan before you became a member of the Mark Society, or Smark Society, as it were.
Exactly.
Hey, hey guys, I have a question.
Yeah, what is it?
I just thought of something. Cause if you notice, when they were talking, when Dixie was talking to, like, the whole creative team, did you happen to see who was in the creative team?
Simon Diamond and Al Snow.
Yeah. Two former ECW people.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think that they're going to have anything to do with this pay-per-view? Are they going to, like...
They'll be there, definitely. Al, I wouldn't be surprised if he throws on a pair of the old Job Squad gear and grabs a foam mannequin head and comes out for his cheap pop. Diamond, I could see coming out as a manager for somebody. You know, unfortunately, Roadkill's not coming back, so unfortunately that kills that idea. But I could see him coming out with somebody as their manager for the night.
I personally, because, I mean, you've seen, like, a lot of former, like, ECW people in, like, TNA and stuff. The one person I would really like to see back, and it's James Mitchell. I mean, how sweet would that be? You just have Mitchell show up out of nowhere, you know, I don't know, with Abyss, maybe?
Oh, no, having Mitchell show back up would be fantastic. I've been, for a couple of years now, I've been wanting to see James Mitchell back in TNA. And I've basically come to grips with the likelihood that that ain't happening anytime soon.
I believe it was Guilty as Charged 2000 where Mitchell cut a promo about the seven deadly sins. See, now, I would love to see him either open with one of those promos as the opening package, or bugger Tanay off for a night and put him on the desk with Taz. Because, come on, Mitchell can talk, Taz can talk.
Yep.
Putting those two guys together would make a lot of sense, because then they've got two guys on the desks who have this massive history with ECW.
Yeah.
You know, as much as Tanay is a good announcer, I think they should get him off the desk for this night.
I would love to see Styles return, but you know that's not going to be possible with him being in like the WWE stuff.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And well, unfortunately, Randy is right. Dawn Marie is in the scandal for embezzlement, so I don't think she'll be there either.
Yeah, it's Dawn Marie that's, yeah, she's in that embezzling thing, so you don't expect to see her there anytime soon. One question, you guys, what do they do with Raven?
My opinion, give him promo time and put him in a quick match.
A quick match. If you're going to do that, who are you going to put him in a match against?
Actually, you know what? I could easily
see... The Blue Meanie!
unfortunately, if I... Like, this is the thing. Raven's not as fast as he used to be. He's definitely put on the chunk. Okay, we got Tony O saying Raven versus Sandman. Personally, I wouldn't book that fucking drunk fuck. But that's out of personal experience with the dickhead.
There you go.
I had a bad experience meeting Sandman. He was a piece of shit. But I definitely revived the Raven versus Dreamer. You know, if it was an idea, you know, give everybody their iconic matchup day, it would be Raven versus Dreamer.
Which would be why Beulah shows up, and then, like, Stevie Richards could be in Raven's corner.
No, Stevie's got to wrestle.
Yeah,
okay,
but I mean,
I can tell
you
that now. Stevie has got to wrestle that night. There is no ifs, buts, or maybes.
Well, yeah.
Stevie
can wrestle, but Stevie can still be in Raven's corner, and then Beulah can come out and do, like, whatever... the shit that she does with Dreamer and be like, ooh, classic.
Yeah, well, with
match.
Yeah, with Stevie wrestling, sure, let's have Stevie wrestle, but please let him off any leashes. That's the only request I have. Do you want to see the Stevie Richards of old, or do you want to see the current version?
No, I want to see the old school Stevie Richards.
Yeah, old school Stevie.
But you guys know where I'm getting, where I'm coming from, what I'm getting at, what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
There's a
three
definite...
words. We're taking over.
Yep. Yep. There's a definite difference. So, between now and, old school Stevie Richards. And for those of you who can't see it, well, fuck, you're blind to wrestling. That's all there is to it. Before we let you go, Jersey Girl, you got anything else to say?
I want my DVD.
Okay, I heard you. I've got proof. Okay, I'm going to tell you is keep watching the ViewStream video portion. Okay, I've got proof that yeah, I actually do have the DVD ready. honest to goodness. But I want to say thank you very much for calling in, Jersey Girl, and
actually,
welcome home.
I have one more thing.
Okay,
was it you that said before that you were going to WrestleMania 27?
No, I said that I was going to see if I can.
Okay, well, I'm going. I want to see you there, so.
I'll see what I can do. Are you watching the the Ustream player?
I'm trying to. I don't see anything up except for the Evolution Begins Again thing.
Really?
Hang on, I got it.
Okay, that is actually, that's actually the menu for that DVD. When you pop the DVD in and the menu screen comes up and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's what you see. And Ustreamer 6741 is actually in this DVD as well. Some of you might know who that guy is already, but you hear him talking on that DVD for sure. And you catch a glimpse of him too. And if you want to hear him talking some more, you might want to tune into Wrestling News Live tomorrow night with JJ and the Trade Dog. There's your hint. Yeah.
Alright. So,
even though they never give us any publicity, we talk about Wrestling News Live all the fucking time.
but yeah, Tim, the only reason I mentioned the WrestleMania 27 thing is because I just bought my package deal for that. And they are on sale at WWE.com, like the shop thing.
Yeah, shop.WWE.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I want to see you go. We can have a really cool, fun time. It's like you, me, Rob.
Well, again, it's gonna really depend on my finances between now and when I can buy tickets. Because right now, I'm in a bit of a transitional period. I've decided that I don't want to do anymore what I've been doing. It hurts too much.
Aww.
Long story. But, I've torn a few body parts. Well, my problem is I work a little bit too hard. I don't take it easy because I want to get the fucking job done so I can have the rest of the day to myself. So I strain a little more than I should, and I've ripped and torn a few things. So.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, so I just want to find a nice cushy job where I can sit down and, I don't know, maybe work on the computer all day and get paid for it. That would be good.
Hey, you could do websites.
Well, I'm already doing that, but...
That's what my dad did, because he actually did websites for like 6 years before he retired, so...
Yeah, well, I'm seriously considering about giving that a major push. I got a couple of people who probably give me an okay endorsement, and a couple of them hanging around the chat room might say, yeah, you know, all right, we'll give you an endorsement. Who knows? I don't know. But I just want to say thanks for calling in, Jersey Girl, and keep listening and keep calling in.
All right.
And, yes, I'll eventually get the goddamn DVD out to you.
Okay.
Okay, dear.
Bye, darling.
Bye now. Everybody, Jersey Girl in the chat room. She's a heck of a regular, I guess you could say that, hey?
Yeah, time for a break. You're listening to WrestleTalk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're going to break. We'll see you at the end of it.
Today I get all these emails here at CindySin.com. Let me read you the latest one I got. Dear Cindy, Cindy, I just wanted to say you are such an awesome person. And, wait, Rock, didn't I tell you to stop emailing me? Oh, this isn't from Rock. This is from someone named Steve. Anyway, if you have any questions about dating, relationships, or sex, email me today by going to my website, CindySin.com.
moment you won't forget. Don't miss out. Tweet your friends right on their wall. Spread the word for a can't miss moment.
Yes, I'm glad Rock's recording, because this will be probably one of the only times you'll ever hear me say that I was actually impressed by Mr. Anderson tonight. He did very well. They set up the Jeff Hardy splash in the corner thing, and at the last possible second, Anderson gets up, grabs Hardy in a power slam, dropped him down for a quick two count, and I was impressed, sir.
Join WrestleTalk Radio Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, on the Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
Since 1996, Audio Wrestling has been getting in the ring as your definitive source for all your wrestling desires.
Interviews with some of pro wrestling's biggest stars.
Providing you with a wide selection of award-winning wrestling shows from past and present, such as
Ministry of Slam,
Monday Night Mayhem,
In Your Head,
WrestleCast,
Sunday Night Showdown,
Wrestling News Live,
Between the Ropes,
RVD Radio,
WrestleCast,
and WrestleTalk Radio,
and many others.
If you can't get enough Mad Mania, climb into the ring with
Audio Wrestling.
www.audiowrestling.com.
And check out all the real voices of wrestling radio.
Audio Wrestling.
Keeping you tuned in.
Since 1996.
I don't care what y'all say.
Everyone needs to check out this awesome wrestling show called Running the... Wait, no one listens to that one. Everyone needs to tune in Tuesday night for Online World of Wrestling Radio. This one is Cindy approved.
Yeah, cash money, heroes, private jets, polish.
Welcome back to Wild Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Number one, you did it wrong. Number two, you don't sound anything like me. Number three, that's my line. Hey, everybody, I'd like to welcome right now to WTR Sunday Night, the one, the only, Mr. Money on the Mic, JJ Sexy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing, JJ?
I'm good.
Good, good. What's happening tonight, bro?
Not much, man. I was just tuning in to see what you guys were talking about, and I really want to understand why everybody is excited about this whole hardcore justice with the ECW superstars coming back. I mean, we're talking about guys that are, what, 12 years past their prime? What is this accomplishing? We saw this in 2005. Is there a need for this? This is Dixie Carter throwing shit at the wall to see what is going to stick.
Well, I think that it's quite possible. You know, one thing that I was going to bring up before the break that kind of sort of missed it, ECW One Night Stand, you and I enjoyed watching that, JJ. It drew 325,000 buys. December 2, and I'm coining you here, December 2, Disremember, through 90,000 buys. TNA pay-per-views are averaging 8,000. Can you see TNA doing a desperate reach to try to come close to double-digit buy rates, or what?
Well, hell, why don't they just throw a WCW reunion show and bring back Scott Steiner and Booker T and maybe Kiwi and a bunch of the old stars from WCW and see if that fucking draws a rating. I mean, come on, man. 8,000 buys for what, the last two pay-per-views is pretty shitty. When you think about this company, what, a couple of years ago was doing, you know, at least triple that in pay-per-view buy rates. It's really sad to see that they bring in Hogan, they bring in Bischoff, they move to Monday nights, they run back to Thursday nights with their tail between their legs, and it's gone downhill. You know, Trey is a staunch supporter of TNA. Every week I have to basically, you know, fight with Trey because he is such a big TNA supporter. I'm almost to the point where I'm ready to give up on TNA. You know, and it's got to be bad for the guys that have busted their ass trying to get this, you know, this show for people to watch that are kind of bootlegged by, you know, creative. How does it make you feel if you're a guy like Kurt Angle or Matt Morgan when the pay-per-view that has been thrown out the window so that Tommy Dreamer and a bunch of these guys that were big 12 years ago can have one last stand, one last pay-per-view? It's like, fuck you guys, we're bringing in these guys. Because, you know, Dixie Carter said it very eloquently, you know, Hulk Hogan was the 80s and ECW was the 90s. Again.
Yeah.
She's trying anything she can and seeing what sticks to the wall. I just, am I the only one that has a problem with this?
What do you think, Mace?
Meep.
You know, Mace, you sit there and talk about...
sorry, JJ, this is like big shock to me, dude. You know how often I get to talk to you on the other show and have you come in here. I'm like, shit, I'm going to go roll into a hole now. I'm about to be buried.
It's my job, Mace. It's what I do. But, okay, here's the thing, Mace. You talk about you're actually wanting to plop down money. That just tells me that you're not willing to plop down money for TNA, but you're willing to plop down the money for ECW, which is all fine and dandy. I personally would like to see what Rob Van Dam and Jerry Lynn can do because I'm a big fan of both of those guys. And their match in 99 at Living Dangerously was by far one of the best matches I had seen for the time. Do you think in 2010 that Jerry Lynn and Rob Van Dam are going to deliver a five-star match?
Straight up, I'll tell you no. These guys have aged, and with age comes a bit of stiffness, and they can't move the way they used to. But I'm hoping. This is the thing with my thought process, JJ, is I am just hoping. You know, I'm a mark of the 90s. I'm hoping that some of that nostalgia can come back, and I'd be quite happy to sit there and put down the money for it. Hell, if I had known or had any inkling that Victory Road was going to be like it was, I would have put down money for that too. You know, I'm like Trey. I'm a very big TNA supporter, and it's just unfortunate that I haven't plonked down the money every single time to watch their shows, because I'm enjoying Impact a lot more than I am enjoying Raw and SmackDown. But, like I said, as a mark of the 90s, I have this small connection to ECW. You know, I grew up watching those characters. I love those characters. To see them on TV again is a thrill for me.
Well, and I can echo those sentiments. You know, Tim Stein knows for a fact that I'm a huge ECW homer. Always was. But at this point in time, 2010, I'm not interested in seeing what, you know, Justin Credible brings to the table. I'm not interested in seeing what Balls Mahoney is going to do. I'm not interested in what Raven is going to do. I just don't see the need to have this. And I think it's insulting to the talent that bust their ass week in and week out for that company. And it's like, oh, you guys are moved to the side. We're bringing ECW back. And don't be surprised if Vince McMahon has some sort of injunction placed on TNA the day of the show, and then they're screwed and have to have hard justice because they can't do the ECW pay-per-view. Because every time he's around, they're bringing up ECW. If I'm Vince McMahon, I'm sitting there like, this is fucking gimmick infringement.
Well, here's the thing. Have they officially used the name ECW? Other than saying former ECW talent, right? They have, you know, the fans have been chanting ECW, like we're used to hearing from, you know, everywhere. And this is nothing novel to TNA. It was going on in TNA right from the get-go when they started bringing in former TNA talent to work the regular roster. What has TNA done to say this is an ECW pay-per-view? That's the question.
Well, and that's a good point, Tim. The bottom line is they were hoping to... Maverick's right. Justin Credible will bring you unlimited breadsticks to the table. Don't knock the breadsticks. Hey, I love the Olive Garden, Mav. Love it. Anyway, back... I totally lost
my train. That's a good line. That was a good line.
Yeah, I'll mark out for the breadsticks.
Yeah, you know, I could see that. You know, Justin Credible comes out in his cut-off jeans, and he puts out the That's Incredible pile driver finish and then serves his opponent breadsticks. Just shoves them in his mouth, like, you know, a la Ted DiBiase. Be great.
Yeah, there you go. And breadsticks instead of dollar bills.
Funny. No, like I said, man, I don't want TNA to fail. I know it probably sounds like I do. I have, you know, I've vested myself for a long time in this company trying to, you know, obviously cover them on Sunday Night Showdown during a pay-per-view. I think that having just one company is bad for business, as we saw, you know, for a while there in 2001, and then TNA came along, and, you know, it was a little company that could, but that company has taken steps backwards, not forwards.
Yeah, I could agree with you there. I don't know if you actually, like, when we initially jumped on this topic, I did say, you know, they should have stopped at 2005, but hey, we're not the guys in charge. We're not the guys booking this stuff. All we can really do is just sit back and enjoy it.
Well, that's just it, though. Will you really enjoy that? I mean, that's the one that gets me. I mean, does everybody kind of feel like you're going to get your money's worth out of this? I don't. I really don't. I feel like people that are TNA fans are like, why are you bringing these guys back? I mean, sure, Dixie Carter wants to please the internet fans. But like I've said so many times on Wrestling News Live, Sunday Night Showdown, any other show that I do, Dixie Carter didn't learn that fable, you know, the boy who cried wolf, because every time you turn around, Dixie Carter is crying wolf. You know, she's tweeting, she's on Facebook, I've got this major announcement that's going to change the face of professional wrestling. If you think in 2010 that bringing back a bunch of ECW guys that are past their prime and can't work in a ring anymore is going to change the face of the business, well, you've got issues.
Well, here's, JJ, let me ask you something here. Mace brought something up last segment before a commercial break about Paul Heyman making a surprise appearance at the pay-per-view. Do you see any of this as maybe trying to lure him into TNA, with all of the rights and privileges he wants from the company? Or is this emergency landing plan B because he's decided he's not going to sign with them?
It's emergency plan B. He's not signing with TNA. He wants too much money. He wants total Dana White control of the company. He's not going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it would take that to get him there. I mean, this company has been a failure for a long time. No matter what they do, they fail. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I've said this many times before. The best thing for TNA is to close shop and start over as a different company, because TNA is just not going to be successful no matter what they do. They have completely destroyed any reputation that they have.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Even if they do close the doors and restart in a year or so time as another company, the second any of those guys are going to come out there, they're going to attach the TNA stigma to it. You know, it's the same as when TNA started, everybody just went, oh, it's WCW. You know, no matter what any other company is going to do, they're always going to be compared to the company that came before it. There's no way that a rebranding is going to be a fix for this. The only way that they can fix is the fan support, and that's the problem. It's become so much, you know... People going, yeah, TNA sucks, TNA sucks. Everybody goes on and on and on. They're not willing to give it a try. If somebody had tuned in, they would probably enjoy seeing what's going on now compared to what was going on 12 months ago. You know, it's almost like watching two different companies now. But that's just my little opinion.
No, you're right. The company now is very different to what it was last year. And I would say that it's, you know, leaps and bounds better than it was last year. But yeah. At the same time, it's not garnering ratings. It's not getting viewers. You know, again, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's around to hear it, does it make a sound? Well, if TNA is a good product and nobody's around to watch it, is it a good product?
Well, that's the thing. You've got to watch to find out. And because there's been the whole thing of, oh, it's stupid watching TNA. You know, only idiots watch TNA. That's one thing that keeps dragging it down and stopping people from watching, because let's face it, people are fucking sheep. You know, if one person says something and it goes on with the crowd, of course they're going to try and make it that everybody follows suit. You know,
no, that's just
the thing. You got guys like me and Trey who will sit there and go through the bad shit and try as much as they can to get people to tune into Impact, to watch the TNA pay-per-views. But again, like you said, if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's around to hear it, doesn't make a sound. You know, if the dog barks, are people actually really listening to him?
Yeah, you guys make me think of my personal pet peeve as far as TNA goes. I had a little heart-to-heart phone call chat with Spud coming up on 2 weeks ago now. It was like a week and a half ago. And he kind of sort of let it be known to me that he doesn't want to talk, you know, he doesn't want to be nicey-nice about TNA. And say nice things if they don't deserve it. And, you know, I explained to him, well, don't. You're not expected to. You know, you're not being given any kind of corporate line bullshit, whereas, you know, you're a company man as long as you're with us, and that's all there is to it. My biggest pet peeve, and, you know, this is what I told him, people bashing the product who don't even fucking watch it. And you both know what I'm talking about. You go all over the internet. You read all of these forum posts everywhere. People are saying, well, TNA is shit. TNA is this. TNA sucks. And, you know, they don't back anything up. They just put it down. Then you get somebody posting, well, when was the last time you watched it? 3 years ago. Well, then shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, there's all kinds of columnists out there that, you know, sit there and write columns and don't even watch the shows. I mean, again, where do you get your knowledge from? You know, I'm one of those 8,000 people that buys TNA pay-per-views every month, and I have bought them every month for a long time now.
Yeah, and
I do support them.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of the pay-per-views have been really good lately. The last one was pleasantly surprising. It was, I was not expecting it to be of the high quality it was. The problem is, that's the exception. And that's what people have zeroed in on and zoned into. And, you know, like our post show that we do after every pay-per-view, we talked about it and we were, I think it was like 95% positive about the pay-per-view. And we've, pretty much decided anything above 70% positive is definitely worth your money, whether it's TNA or WWE. Anything above 70% when we talk about it. And it was like 95% with all of us. There were only one or two minor niggling things. One of them, what was it, the door that opened inwards, and they tried to block the door. And all you had to do was like turn the knob and pull, as opposed to, you know, it's pull, not push. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, bad carpentry.
yeah really basically. And when it gets to a point of where you're picking on something like that, and you're saying, well, this was really fucked up. Look at this. The guy didn't know to pull the door open, and we had to buy that he couldn't get out. Then if that's all you've got to bitch about, they're doing something right.
Well, my biggest gripe with TNA for the long time has been that, you know, the wrestling action is fine. You know, I really enjoy the product they put on as far as, you know, the guys go out there, they bust their ass, they put on a good show, they give it 110%. The problem I've always had with TNA is the finishes, the matches, because all of them that are scripted are just god-awful.
Yeah. Mace, comments?
No, I definitely agree with that. I did say it about the pay-per-view, you know. The wrestling is always solid. The finishes sometimes just make you want to hit your head on the desk.
Just, you know, my big problem is with Dixie Carter. I mean, I don't know her. and that's fine. I'm sure she's a nice lady, and I'm sure she had a successful business venture before TNA came along. But she just shows the world how incompetent she is to run a wrestling company. I mean, so much so now that she is a TV character who has her own theme music. You know, I hate watching TNA and seeing, follow Dixie Carter on Twitter. It's not about following you on Twitter. It's about your product.
Yeah. And you brought it up earlier, you know, she's kind of sort of gone to the well one time too many. Oh, you know, big event. I mean, who's this, Dixie Mantel, for fuck's sakes?
Well, how many times in, what, the 8-9 year history that they've been around, has she made an announcement like that, that they're going to change the face of wrestling? You know, the face of TNA is going to change forever. They did it with Sting, and he wasn't really a big impact, you know, because he was a little past his prime. Sting now can't wrestle. I mean, he's always hurt all the time. It's like, wow. You know, and then we have Hogan and Bischoff. Yeah, that was a big deal. And at first, it kind of helped them.
Yeah.
And, you know, now I really wonder if Hogan and Bischoff are done, as they haven't been at TV lately.
Mm-hmm.
Dixie's putting all her stock in this ECW shit.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes me think that Hogan and Bischoff were out the door. After they heard about the 8,000 buys, they're like, fuck this, we're out of here.
Yeah, well, that's a damn good point. So basically, their diminished roles on television is quite possibly the one of the main contributing factors to Dixie Carter's increased role, wouldn't you think?
I would think so.
Yeah, yeah. So, but that being said, we're just a couple of minutes away from wrapping up. JJ, any last words, thoughts, or comments?
That's pretty much it for TNA, but I did go back and listen last week. I was doing some work, and had you guys on podcast for last week, and I was listening to the Great Debate, and
yeah.
I have to ask, guys, why in the fuck was Chris Benoit included in the greatest WCW champions? He was a one night champion. Of all the guys,
we have no idea, JJ.
Why in the fuck up. Was Chris Benoit?
We were asking the exact same thing. Why the hell is Benoit on there? Nobody could give us an answer.
I mean, shit, why didn't you just put David Arquette in his place?
I was thinking about it, but,
because
yeah.
Because we didn't have a 16-hour show to make fun of him.
Yeah, believe it or not, I have nothing to do with the compiling of the candidates, if you will. And the person who puts them together has his reasons for doing it. He told us what it was, but I can't remember what it was. I can't remember.
Okay,
so,
I'm dying to know. Who does this? Who puts it together? Because I want to know.
I'm not at liberty to say.
I mean, who else is it? I haven't listened to every show you guys have done, but who else is in this this tournament other than Ric Flair and Lex Luger?
Well, next week, it was going to be this week, but we're missing a couple of guys. Next week is going to be Vader taking on Scott Steiner, and then Kevin Nash takes on the Giant, and then the winner of those two move on.
Well, let me save you the trouble. Giant and Vader.
Okay, well, we'll record your votes for the debate when we pick it up next week.
And when it's all said and done, it's going to be Ric Flair.
You think so?
Yes.
Huh, interesting. All right. Well, hey, why don't you tell everybody where you're going to be found tomorrow night after Raw?
Well, if it's a good show, then I'll be doing a Wrestling News Live. If it's a bad show, I might be drunk. I might have to take shots every time fucked up happens. I don't know. Really, what's kind of fucked up, though, is I did talk to Trey last night for a little bit, and he is actually going to be taking the next 2 weeks off from the show. So it's going to be me and Josh Pedra pretty much running the show the next 2 weeks, which should be fun. And I'll probably add some more guests and have a little bit of fun on the show. But, yeah, so Trey Dog is got some stuff going on, and he'll be gone for the next, you know, couple of weeks. And I'm manning down the show over at SundayNightShowdown.com tomorrow night at 11:30 Eastern, right after Monday Night Raw.
There you go.
Maybe
everybody.
Tim and I can come over and invade your show.
Maybe so.
Hey, you know, I know there are a couple of people that would be absolutely surprised if I called into Wrestling News Live. I don't know why. It's just silly. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, the reaction will be there in your chat room.
Well, you know, if you did, that's fine. I mean, it's not like you and I have any issues. We kind of buried the hatchet a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. No, there's absolutely none whatsoever. There might be one minor issue between me and Mark the Shark, and it's all my fault, and I've lost his phone number is what the problem is. So if he's in your chat room tomorrow night, he might bring something up.
Well, I can always tell him to call you, Tim.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you owe him DVDs, Tim?
Actually, no, VHS tapes.
Yeah, you do, actually.
Yeah, and I just feel absolutely, absolutely horrible about the fact that he hasn't got them yet.
And the last time I talked to him, he said he was actually going to assemble the Shark Tank to go over to your house. So I find
okay. Yeah, I definitely don't want I don't want that. So yeah, if you want to pass my number on to him.
Yep, I'll do that. Hopefully, he'll
right.
Soon. He might already be back. He actually went on vacation last week. So.
Oh, good. Well, from the little chat that he and I had, the nice little talk, I think he probably deserved to get away for a little while. So.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Yeah. So, all right, everybody. Hey, that was the Rated X King of Sex, Mr. Money on the mic. Do you have enough fucking names? Jesus Christ. JJ Sexy from Sunday Night Showdown and Wrestling News Live. JJ, thanks for calling in tonight, man. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Man the show. Later.
Late. There you go. And, geez, we've been on for pretty much 2 hours now, Mace, and I think that we've covered just about all the bases that we were planning on covering tonight.
Yeah, well, that seems to be all of it, and then some. Wasn't
and
expecting that phone call.
Yeah, I know that was a bit of a surprise phone call. No, it wasn't set up. A couple of people, people might think it was a setup. It wasn't a setup. JJ, I know for a fact, is I can't say regular every week listener, but I know he catches the show and he listens to the archives. He's one of the guys that I've got to blame for us having to get a new server. And I'm not doing that angrily. I'm doing it happily. I blame all of you guys for us having to get a bigger, better, faster, stronger server.
And Tim's wallet weeps every time he has to pay for it.
Yeah, well, that's neither here nor there. It does suck, I have to admit. So if you want to help out, you know, you can click on the WTR tip jar and donate. Or you can just click on all the ads that are on all of the pages on the sites as much as you can. And I've got a note from the owner of VOLiners.com, Mace. We host VO Liners on our server, and we've got a little bit of a concert deal going with them. It's a great service, and I'm there all the time doing free voiceover work for people, but they just wanted everybody to know that their website is now back up and running again, and if you want to get in on the fun and do voiceovers for people who need it, or you're doing a podcast or a blog or a webcast and you need some voiceovers, go to www.voliners.com. And sign up today. Mace.
Yeah, I'm good. Let's end the show.
All right. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Tuesday night, OWW Radio with Alan Wojcik. He'll have a couple of guests on there. Make sure you tune in right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Wednesday night, Mace, you'll be back for Geek Speak on Otaku Talk Live. I guess you guys are going to have a lot to talk about with Omega having gone to that comic book convention in San Diego.
Yes, Omega has returned from MetroCon. We'll probably have some stories, as well as some big announcements in the realm of video games, and I'm talking about Street Fighter X Tekken, which any fighting game fan should immediately go grab a towel for.
There you go, yeah. Of course, this Thursday night I'll be doing some more DJing because we won't have anything goes. Friday, Mavericks running the ropes. CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight edition. Of course, next Sunday night, come right back here for another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio WTR Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Everybody, have yourselves a great week. We are out.
Assholes.
You've been listening to Wrestle Talk Radio, a Wild Talk Radio Network feature presentation produced by WTR Productions. For complete archives of this podcast, Check out the official website of Wild Talk Radio Network, located at wildtalkradio.com.